You're listening to the Voice of BitClout podcast. Hey there, I'm Dr. Terry Fisher, one part physician and one part BitClout enthusiast. I think. Is BitClout good? Is BitClout bad? I have no idea, but I'm going to find out. Join me on this journey as we uncover what BitClout, creator coins, and the whole creator economy is all about. Let's talk BitClout. Hey, hey, hope you're doing well. It's Terry here, and let's get into today's episode. All right, over the next couple of episodes, we are going to take a dive into the BitClout white paper. Now, I actually touched on this a little bit in the previous episode, but we're going to get into it in a little bit more detail here today. The first thing I want to say is that the BitClout white paper, as far as white papers go, to be honest, I think it's a little bit sparse. It's only 7 pages long, and some of that are graphics and tables. So it certainly gives an overview of BitClout, and we're going to talk about some of those details that are commented on in this white paper. But it also has a lot of holes, and there's a lot of questions. And so those are some of the holes and some of the questions that we're going to try to address over the next couple of episodes as well. So the first thing is just to recap, what is BitClout? Again, if you want to know a little bit more about an overview, you can go back to episode number 2. But basically, BitClout is the merging of a social media network, and its structure is very similar to Twitter at this point, with a cryptocurrency that is supported on the blockchain in a decentralized manner. And it allows people to purchase cryptocurrency called BitClout, and then you can do all kinds of things on the platform, including buy a new type of asset called creator coins. Now, we're going to get into creator coins here in a little more detail today, but I just want to say that the BitClout itself, at the time of this recording, and that is April 2021, the price of BitClout is worth approximately $160. The price of BitClout doubles for every million BitClout sold. That is written in to this code that is decentralized. And so that makes BitClout scarce. And the expectation is that it will result in approximately 10 to 19 million BitClout minted in the long run. And that is actually less than Bitcoin's max supply, which is 21 million. So the first takeaway there is that if you are going to be purchasing BitClout, it does benefit to get in earlier before the price of BitClout goes up. And again, disclaimer, I am not a financial advisor. This is not investment advice. This is for your general information purposes only. And again, I personally am treating BitClout right now as a game where potentially I could lose everything. And I want to be very clear about that. Now, having said that, let's talk a little bit more about creator coins today. What are creator coins? Well, here's the thing. When anyone starts a profile on BitClout, you, by definition, you get your own coin. So I have my profile. It's under my name, Dr. Terry Fisher. And I have my own creator coin, just as if you have already set yours up or you will be setting yours up. The moment you start your own profile, you will get your own creator coin. And what that means is that you now have a coin that people, and including you, can purchase or sell. So you can buy your own coin, you can buy other people's coin, you can sell your own coin, and you can sell other people's coins. And these are the creator coins. Everybody gets one. The price of these coins fluctuates based on the number of people that have bought or sold your coin. So to be clear about that, the more people that have bought your coin, including you, that by definition drives the price up. And the more people that sell your coin, including you, drives the price down. So what does that mean practically? It means that if you think a coin is going to become more popular, then if you purchase it earlier, potentially you could make some money on that. Because if more people buy it after you have bought it, the price goes up and the coins that you have bought are worth more. If people then sell theirs and you're holding on to that coin, the value of what you have bought will go down, as I mentioned, as it is written into the code. So let's talk about some practical applications of this. Let's say that you find somebody on the platform that you really believe in. They've got a wonderful message. They are doing incredible work. You really think that they provide great value to the community. You may choose to buy some of their coin. And really, you can buy as little or as much as you want. You can buy fractions of their coin. You can buy multiple coins. It's really up to you. Now, one of the things that the creators of BitClout really did a good job of, in my opinion, is they made it really, really easy to do these types of transactions so that there really is hardly any friction. Literally, what you have to do is you go to the profile of the person that you want to buy the coin of, and you'll see a buy button. You click buy, and then you put in how much you want to spend, and it'll tell you how much coin you get. There is something called a founder's reward fee, which we'll talk about in a future session or a future episode of this podcast. But just so you know, that's basically like the commission. So if you're buying someone's coin and it shows that they have a 20% founder's reward fee and you are setting a new high for that coin value, that person is going to get 20% of that sale. So it actually goes into their own bank of their own creator coin. So we'll talk a little bit more about that later, but I did just want to mention that now. So if you encounter that, basically you'll see that those founder reward fees can range anywhere from 0%, meaning if you bought something at 0%, you would get all of that creator coin without any fees, all the way up to, well, potentially 100%, which means that if you were to buy it, don't do that, because what would happen is all of the money that you just spent on that creator coin would actually go, 100% of it would go to the person that owns, the person that is represented by that creator coin. 100% of it goes to that person and they get it in their personal coin bank. So that is a little bit about the founder rewards fee. We'll talk a little bit more about that upcoming. But that's an overview of the creator coin. The bottom line is everybody on the platform gets creator coin. Everybody on the platform can choose to buy or sell anybody else's creator coin. And the price of the creator coin is directly related to how many of those have been bought and sold. In other words, how many coins are in the inventory that are currently outstanding. With the more creator coins that are out there that have been bought, the higher the price of the creator coin overall. And with the less number of creator coins out there in the inventory, the less the price is, the less the value of that creator coin. So I hope that helps. It gives you an idea of what's going on with the creator coins. This is where a lot of the fun is in BitClout, because now you can start to look at different people's values of their creator coins and start to make decisions. Do you want to invest in that creator coin and how much do you want to invest? All right. So there you go. There's a little bit more information for you today. In the next episode, we're going to get into potential ideas of what you can use creator coins to do. Like, why are they useful? And we'll talk about some hypothetical situations and give you some food for thought in terms of what you can do when you own some of these creator coins. All right. Have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you again really soon. Happy BitClouding.